Well, speaking of something that the deep state also doesn't have control of, Joe Biden's dog, Major, or unclear whether this is Major again, but I mean, Major, Joe Biden's dog, Major Biden.
Major Biden.
It's really weird. A cop dog, German Shepherd. That's what the media, like, yeah, because his name is, their names are Major and Champ. Champ. Nice. There's a fascist in the White House. Champ.
Coming out of the bathroom, and your buddy's like, are you all right, man? You're like, no, I made a Major Biden.
Yeah. No, but listen, Champ has been, or sorry, Major has been involved in a bunch of biting accidents. They sent him away, then he came back, and, you know, it's weird. It's unclear which one of the ones was the one that Joe Biden was having lick peanut butter off his cock when he broke his ankle or whatever a couple months
ago.
Nobody knows. We have no idea, but
that joke is always funny.
There's been a poo incident in the White House. Somebody,
not a coup, but a poo.
Yeah, yeah. A U.S.-backed poo.
There's been a U.S.-backed poo in the White House. We're breaking this news to you live.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so the funny thing about this was what was so strange to me about it was AP News, the headline of it was, "Rut-row, Biden's pooch drops doggy doo-doo in White House hallway." And then every single fucking outlet just copy-pasted this headline.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not like, first of all, this isn't news. At all. It's not even a little bit.
It's
news.
Client journalism.
Yeah, I guess.
We've got somebody who the deep state is a fan of in the White House again, and they're doing constant client journalism.
Does that mean like somebody who like is paying for like journalism?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's literally that the press is doing the work of the press is functioning even more in sync as the propaganda arm of the state. Much more than they were under Trump, because he refused to cooperate with them. But it's back to the Obama era, but like accelerated
as
like crazy
private military
now.
Contractors. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
This is insane. Like, I don't think I've really seen this kind of media like fluff piece ever. Like, this is.
Yeah. Is this supposed to be like a gaffe? Is this supposed to be like, they're like, oh, look, Biden made a really cute whoopsie. He let his dog shit in the hallway. And it's like, wasn't the dog supposed to be gone anyway? Because he bit a bunch of, like, there's so many unanswered questions here. Like, why are journalists copying and pasting something that I would have heard in a Hot Topic or a Spencer's Gifts 17 years ago? You know, like,
well, it just goes to show, I think there's a certain hubris that Trump had with regards to the press that, like, it was eventually one very small but integral part of his undoing, where, like, he would never get something written about him. Like, the Trump equivalent of this would be, like, the AP doing a headline and every other news agency immediately copying a headline of, like, Barron Trump did a diorama about Minecraft for his third grade science project. Here's where it's accurate and here's where it gets science wrong. Like, that's the kind of insane fluff piece if Trump and Trump and the press were in sync the way the Biden administration is with the press. But instead, every time Trump like made a weird look at the camera, they would be like, Trump's latest eyebrow move, is that a secret alt-right handshake signal? It's like insane shit like that.
Yeah,
and compared to this now.
And it makes you go back and look at things from when I was young, like the tan suit fiasco. In a sort of a different light, because I always kind of took, like, everyone said, like, oh, they hate Obama so much they're making fun of the color of his suit. But now it seems like a coordinated like fluff coordinated fluff scam, where it's like, oh, we're going to have an argument about the color of Obama's suit so that you don't have anything else. No one else will talk about like the drone program or Guantanamo.
Especially when this is coming at the exact same time as the concentration camps are like, you know, shit's coming out about them. For this to come out, it's a zero-sum game. The more space on headlines this takes up, the less that's being taken up by the concentration camps.
Exactly. And this is just like... But it's so over the top. It's almost like, you know, the first is tragedy, then is farce.
Yes.
But like, it's happened 16 times.
It's, so it's first like is farce, tragedy, farce, farce, then farce, is farce, farce, farce. Then is bigger farce.
Yeah.
Then and it's exponential. So it's like asymptotic. No, yeah, yeah. So as it gets more and more and more and more farcical, it's like going, it's, yeah, we're going fucking vertical farcicalness. Yeah,
yeah. Well, it's like, it's one of those YouTube videos where they're like, I played Minecraft, but I took all the item and entity names and translated them through Google Translate through 16 languages yeah, back to English. It's like, we're doing the fucking government equivalent of that, like, oh, we're doing American atrocities, speed running them, but they've been translated 32 times.
Joe Biden quipped his toenails in the fucking Woes Garden. Like, it's just like absurd. No one cares. Yeah, but yeah, now you're talking about it because that's what's on the news.
Oh yeah, when Joe Biden personally human traffics people, he doesn't use a sight on his gun. Isn't that quirky? Like,
just like Stephen Paddock, no iron sights, no optics. He hits people at 44%.
Look, Jack, my papa could hit a tin can of Folgers at 120 yards without a gun. You know, with his two eyes tied behind his back.
Yeah,